This is Apollo Control at 178 hours, 53 minutes, and we're about 3 minutes away now from reacquiring Apollo 15 on its 52nd revolution of the moon. The command module and lunar module are still docked at the present time. We've delayed the jettison for one revolution because of an unexplained rise in the pressure in the tunnel, which is used by the crewman to pass from one vehicle to another, in which at jettison would have hatches both on the LEM side and on the CSM side sealing it off. During this backside pass, while we were out of radio contact with the spacecraft, Flight Director Glenn Lunny reviewed the situation with his flight controllers, and on reacquiring, we'll be looking to see that the pressure difference in the tunnel has maintained an acceptable level while the spacecraft was on the backside of the moon. The crew, just before we lost radio contact with them on the last revolution, had vented the tunnel down so that it had a pressure differential of 3.5 pounds. In other words, the pressure in the tunnel was 3.5 pounds lower than the pressure in the command module. And if we have a good seal on the tunnel, if we have no leakage across the LEM hatch or the CSM hatch, the pressure in the tunnel should be fairly close to this number. The environmental systems engineer, the ECOM, has some acceptable leak rates, which he'll be looking for, and we'll determine if the leak rate across the hatches, either of the hatches, is more than acceptable. The previous time on the last revolution, when the crew performed this pressure integrity check on the tunnel, part of the operation was done while we were out of radio contact with the spacecraft, and on reacquiring, the pressure difference, the change in the tunnel pressure, was not one that was necessarily unacceptable, except that we had not been able to see how it had occurred, and there was some concern that it might have been a rapid change in pressure rather than a slow change. A slow change, if it had been consistent, could have been perfectly acceptable, but since there was an element of uncertainty and we could not be absolutely certain that we had good hatch seals, we instructed the crew to pull the hatches both in the LEM and the CSM and check them. We've just had a call to the crew. We'll stand by for their response.
Apollo 15, Houston. Apollo 15, Houston, over. Apollo 15, Houston, over.
Our network controller reports that we may have a ground problem, which is why we're not getting a response from the crew to our calls, and he's checking that at the present time to see if we do have a problem at one of our ground stations.
Apollo 15, Houston, over.
We do have telemetry data from the spacecraft, but we're not getting voice communications, apparently because of a problem on the ground.
Got it, voice, Houston, contact net one.
Got it, voice, you're loud and clear.
Roger.
Apollo 15, Houston, react and narrow, over.
Telemetry data shows that the pressure in both the LEM and the command module cabins is normal.
Apollo 15, Houston, over.
Houston, Apollo 15, go ahead.
Roger, do you have any good words for us?
I'd say LEM CM Delta P is off scale high.
Roger, and how'd the hatch integrity check go?
Well, we've just had a tunnel vent all the way around the back side, as I think you suggested.
Did you ever look at holding it in Delta P to see how the how it was holding on there?
No, we just left it tunnel vent all the way around the backside. That's what we thought you'd said to do. We can check it now.
Why don't you bring it up to 3.5 and let us watch it for a while? I think we garbled, and you watch it. I think we garbled something there.
Okay, our understanding was to let it go all the way, and then you get a good look on this side, so we'll bring it up to 3.5.